Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Living in the kind of world we do, it becomes difficult for us to imagine such a thing as a holy nation. Yet this was God's ideal for the nation of Israel. Repeatedly, God said to His chosen people, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy." The question was, how? God Himself gave the answer. He said to Israel, "I am Jehovah who sanctifies you. I am Jehovah Mekadesh." In our broadcast today, A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, touches on the moral and spiritual purity required of Israel and the provision God Himself made so that Israel could meet this requirement and fulfill His own glorious purposes for them. I present to you Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. My message today concerns the compound name Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah thy sanctifier. The name of a person is, in the Scripture, often placed for the person himself. God has many revealed names. All of His names are significant. They are suggestive of His character and His work. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. To know His name is to trust Him. Thy name is as ointment poured forth, declared the king concerning God. His name becomes like perfume abundantly diffused. It is as the alabaster box of ointment poured forth to fill the life with this odor. Every power and faculty of the person becomes pervaded by its fragrance. Does His name thus bring delight to our souls and fulfillment to our lives? The compound name for God, Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord thy sanctifier, reveals the high ground God takes with those who trust Him. He requires spiritual reality. Acts of devotion or habits of reverence will not suffice in themselves. Jehovah Mekadesh provides the sufficient momentum and the adequate power. The order in which the compound names with Jehovah occur in the Tanakh demonstrates a purposeful progression in the revelation of God under His covenant name with ancient Israel. Jehovah meets the developing need and the spiritual life of His people. In the first book of Moses, Genesis, we are given the record of the entrance of sin as far as the human race is concerned. God is revealed through the name Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. He grants the sacrifice for the redemption from sin. The second book of Moses, Exodus, especially illustrates redemption and its truths. It displays the meaning of Jehovah Jireh in the Lamb at Passover, the sacrifice through which Israel was delivered from death and bondage in Egypt. Following this experience of redemption from Egypt, Israel begins to learn concerning Jehovah progressively in the trials and events of their journey through the wilderness. At Marah, God reveals Himself as Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah heals, or Jehovah the physician. He heals life's sorrows and makes sweet its bitter experiences. Next, God becomes known by the name Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah thy banner. At Rephidim, He grants victory over the enemy, Amalek. In the revelation of His holy law, God declares to Israel a fourth compound name. I am Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who doth sanctify you. His name declares the divine side of sanctification. Jehovah is to sanctify Israel, that is, set her apart to Himself. He will receive her and claim her as His own. The human response is also given, sanctify yourselves. That is, Israelites were to separate themselves from evil and yield themselves to God. This speaks of a new relation and direction. The Hebrew word for sanctify means to set apart, to consecrate, to hallow. This word, compounded with the name Jehovah, is to be found especially in the third book of Moses, Leviticus. This third book of Moses is devoted to the worship of God's people, redeemed by the Passover Lamb and brought forth by Jehovah's mighty power. Leviticus contains much instruction concerning the daily life. The pages are filled with the vocabulary of sacrifice, priest, blood, and offering. There is the often repeated command, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy." Living in the kind of world we do, it becomes difficult for us to imagine a holy nation. Yet this was God's ideal for the nation of Israel. "Ye shall be a holy nation." It was to become evident in their walk and worship. Earlier, Jehovah had designated Israel as "my son, even my firstborn." Later, Jehovah commanded, "Sanctify, that is, set apart unto me all the firstborn among the children of Israel." Thus the firstborn in Israel represented in a figure all Israel, and were accepted in behalf of all Israel. Israel itself became typical as the firstborn in her experience of redemption of the firstborn among all nations, for whom God will accomplish His great salvation. This glorious and divine purpose is solemnly revealed in the compound name of God, Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah who sanctifies. This name was given to Israel in conjunction with the Sabbath. "Verily my Sabbath she shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Jehovah Makadosh, the Lord who doth sanctify you." The Sabbath was given to Israel as a perpetual gift. It was a sign between God and His people throughout the generations. The observance of the Sabbath was to be a token of remembrance, reverence, and obedience. It was a day of rest. They were to turn from the ordinary tasks and seek rest for the refreshment of the mind and the renewal of the body. Furthermore, the day was to be given to worship and devotion. It was a day set apart from all common pursuits, that ye may know that I am Jehovah Makadosh, the Lord who doth sanctify you. The day would be an occasion for Israel to remember their high calling and for the renewing of their covenant. The whole thought of sanctification rests upon the revealed character of God. "For I am Jehovah your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. I am Jehovah that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall be holy, for I am holy." God took special precaution early to give man the correct thoughts about Himself. He was not the God of their own reasonings, or as the gods of the nations about them. The first reason for the holiness of a people comes from the fact that God Himself is holy, that is, His nature. A man's thoughts of God forms his character. If a man worships a God imperfect in holiness, his own efforts after a holy life will not be strong or genuine. If a man worships a God who can be paid by service, that man will become a hypocrite. Because God reveals Himself to be what He is, there is holiness by His grace upon the earth. True worship rests upon the correct apprehension of God. Ancient Job acknowledged, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes." The prophet Isaiah cried out, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips." When a man is confronted by the divine goodness, there comes the sense of sin and the call to repent. But with the revelation of His character as Jehovah Makadosh, there is the knowledge of His purpose. It is His intention to give to His people something of His own quality. He would make them capable of fellowship with Himself. Everything that was associated with divine uses was especially consecrated. The tabernacle and the altar were thus set apart or sanctified. This was done by the ritual of anointing. Priests were consecrated by such an anointing of sacred oil. Kings were thus installed in their office before God. Israel as a people were described as God's anointed. All of this pointed forward to Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. Because Jehovah would dwell in the sanctuary, it was set apart. The people of Israel, their special days, feasts, and rulers, thus sanctified or set apart, were to reflect God's holiness to all the surrounding nations. The meaning and use of this term sanctify or set apart in its application to the God of Israel, Jehovah Makadosh, sets before us the fact that He is absolutely and forever holy, that His presence hallows, and that we, in the recognition of His true character, should treat things, places, and people as God would treat them. No attribute of God is more fundamental, solemn, and impressive than His holiness. It is in His transcendent holiness that His glory and beauty exists. The psalmist expressed, "Let the beauty of Jehovah our God be upon us." To such holiness we may be called in Yeshua, the Anointed One. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, the writer of Hebrews states. Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. Will you trust Him?